over there and really loving to sing those things, you know, singing through a lot of stuff, and that those were pieces that we both really loved. Mm-hmm. And it was
a station on the ground reporting news, Ozzie Harper. Yeah, here I am, your main man, reporting from Jam Jam on 16,000 kilocycles FM and 1,000 megahertz on the ground.
This is Lee Hazelwood.
And Nancy Sinatra.
You know, some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna turn on
WGXC Macra, Hudson Catskill.
Hey, cowboy, where'd you get that funny hat?
90.7 FM.
W.S. Graves, crashing into me, G stands for
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Carmen Borgia of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Columbia County Sanctuary Movement is a nonprofit organization based in Columbia County that organizes alongside immigrants and allies to collectively support, empower, and defend our communities. CCSM offers programs that assist newly arrived individuals, including food programs, mutual aid funds, legal support services, and opportunities to organize and be an activist. You can find more information on social media at CCSMNY or by calling 518-303-3848.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, November 26th. Local early morning temperatures range from 43 degrees in Medusa to 52 in Copaig. Regional average soil temperature is 43 degrees. Today is looking moist. Some scattered rain may be seen through the day as temperatures reach 58 degrees at 2 p.m. After dark, a little more rain shows up but ends before the temperatures dive down to 34 degrees. Game day is going to be cool and pretty windy with a high of 43 at 1 p.m. Overnight, temperatures dip to 30 degrees. Friday, a half inch of snow is expected to fall through the day. We get a high of 38. Winds will still be strong, so travelers should be wary of blowing snow and allow for extra travel time. Saturday is looking dry, high of 39. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 1%. Plasma winds will be fast at 739 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently being impacted on all bands with a level 4 noise floor. There are low chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 99, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Gobble, gobble.
Really mine. I'm on my way. We're nowhere to go. The grind don't stop, even at your lowest. Even when you're broken, gotta keep focused, gotta keep going. Hard to see like Moses, yeah. Walk through, no problem, we on the way. We shine and illuminate the day. Drown out what them demons have to say. You want the real right here, press play. Yeah, this a different type of frequency, you better tune in. Only two choices, you sink or you swim. Drop me in the ocean, man, evolve in the Phelps. Man, I'm feeling like Cody with the belt.
Tired of being broke down and alone. Can't seem to kick the habit, start getting along. The thoughts deep in my mind, they've taken over now. And I don't know how to regain control. Feels like I'm spinning out with nowhere to go. The world's so harsh and I can't let go. The things I've done, the hurt I've caused, they haunt me so. And I'm so tired of being broke down and alone. This world, it makes it hard to go on fighting when the fight is gone. Try to remember the last time that I flew. Last time I was free before I met and lost you. But there was not a time when I was truly free. The pain and trauma always seemed to follow me. I wanted to believe I was when I was young. When the world was still my oyster and I was having fun. But always there was drink and smoke and the urge to run. No freedom from my thoughts without the taste of bourbon. This world, to go on fighting when the fight is gone. But I want to let it go so I can run free at last. I walk along the river and I can see the hope, the beauty in this life, the lengths that I can go. But my mind gets in the way and I cannot cope. Tired of being broke down and alone. But then I hear a song on the radio, a tune that makes me smile and sing along. And the thoughts, they disappear just for a little while. And I remember that I'm here and queer and fighting strong. This world, it makes it hard to go on fighting. This world, it makes it hard to go on fighting when the fight is gone. But I want to let it go so I can run free at last.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The ink wasn't yet dry on the Indian Citizens Act of 1924 when voter suppression of Native Americans began. Natives have been fighting for their right to register and vote, proper representation, and fair voting districts ever since. The Brennan Center for Justice writes that for decades, Arizona disenfranchised Native Americans because they were, quote, persons under guardianship. New Mexico's constitution stipulated that people who didn't pay taxes, including natives on reservations, could not vote. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 prohibited these suppression tactics, but the U.S. Supreme Court's 2013 Shelby decision opened a floodgate of new Native suppression in Arizona, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Nevada, and other states. Recently, proof of citizenship and voter ID laws have targeted natives, some of whom don't have an ID or live in remote areas without street numbers. Counties have used at-large voting districts to dilute native voting power or remove drop boxes or polling places, forcing voters to drive sometimes more than 100 miles to vote. What can be done? The federal Native American Voting Rights Act is stuck in Congress, but New Mexico passed its own version in 2023. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act restores protections stripped from the 1965 Voting Rights Act, and the Freedom to Vote Act would expand voting access for all Americans. We have resources at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1829. That was the day that William Silvis was born in Armagh, Pennsylvania. Growing up, he was one of 12 children. His father was a wagon maker and taught him the trade. At the age of 18, he became an ironworking apprentice. His skills took him to Philadelphia, where he found work. But ironwork was changing. More and more foundries were hiring unskilled labor or helpers to assist in production. They could pay these workers significantly less and undercut the wages of the skilled iron molders. In response, William joined his local iron molders union. But he knew if they were to really have any power as workers, they would need to join together with other locals. In 1863, he brought together 21 locals to form the Iron Molders International Union. 3 years later, he embarked on an even more ambitious project, forming a national labor organization for workers across the trades. Under his leadership, the National Labor Union grew to 300,000 members strong. William shared his thoughts on the importance of labor in a speech to the Iron Molders Union in 1864, saying, quote, "If working men and capitalists are equal co-partners, composing one vast firm by which the industry of the world is carried on and controlled, why do they not share equally in the profits? Why does capital take to itself the whole loaf, while labor is left to gather up the crumbs? Why does capital roll in luxury and wealth, while labor is left to eke out a miserable existence in poverty and want?" Sadly, after all these years, William's questions are still being asked today. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at laborhistoryin2.
Outside. now for your good news for a good planet. Empowering lives with UBI. What is the key to a happier, healthier society? Well, it's security. When everyone receives a regular sum of money to cover their basic needs. This concept of universal basic income, or UBI, is being explored across the globe. A German website called My Basic Income is giving away $1,200 monthly for an entire year to randomly selected people with no strings attached. The results are impressive. People have not quit their jobs in droves as some feared. Instead, they're using this financial cushion to examine their lives and reimagine what is possible. One single mother finally had the breathing room to start her own business. Another recipient struggling with burnout reduced his workload to prioritize his mental health. These stories, echoed by hundreds more, challenge the misconception that guaranteed income makes people lazy. Instead, it empowers them to pursue their passions and contribute more fully to society. The largest UBI experiment to date is providing payments to 20,000 people for 12 years. Pilot programs in the U.S., Canada, and Finland show that UBI can improve health, education, as well as increase trust in governments. As trials expand, UBI offers the potential to reshape our approach to social welfare, providing a safety net that promotes well-being and enables individuals and communities to thrive. And this is Mandy from GoodNewsGoodPlanet.com.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In April, volunteers gathered at Elijah Perry Park in Camden, New Jersey, to plant trees. The event kicked off We Grow Camden, an initiative to plant 3,000 trees across the city over the next few years.
A ton of residents stopped through to not just ask what we were doing, but to thank us for doing it. We shared food. We gave away some shade trees for folks that wanted to plant, you know, in front of their home. Yeah, it was a really beautiful day.
Justin Dennis is with the Trust for Public Land, one of the groups leading the project. He says in many low-income Camden neighborhoods, trees are few and far between. So the sun beats down on dark surfaces like pavement that absorb heat, making those areas much hotter than leafier suburbs nearby. Trees help cool cities by providing shade and pulling heat out of the air, and they also filter air pollution and soak up stormwater. So We Grow Camden will help reforest the city and train local residents to care for the trees as they grow.
Trees that are well-maintained along a block or within a community, they tell a story that a community matters, right? And that its future is worth nurturing. It's not just taking care of what's important today, but looking forward in that 50 and 70 years to say, hey, this is your place, stay here.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
I see meaning in the signs. There are times that I deny. Oh, December, when my train passed by. Who said? listen then, you can dwell or you can quell in time. I became unstuck. There's a sea in the river where I watched that old life's incredible.
Control. Told me square. So is this faith?